Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, it's time for the weekly Talk Radio Roundup. An overview, our thoughts, in fact, on the big issues of the week, according to the surveys done by Talkers Magazine of talk radio stations and hosts around the country, people who are managers, looking at the issues that are being discussed. And a lot of them are political, a lot of them are about events of the day, et cetera, nothing new there. We're talking about the charts of the week of January 29th to February 2nd. Joining me on the dais, that's what they say when you're being introduced, you make a big speech, Jay, right here, ladies and gentlemen, on the dance with
here.
Me, is Jay Kirshner, who is from the Good Day program. Jennifer's off this week, so we're being joined by John Harper, who is from WMEL down in Florida. John and I have been friends for a long, long time. He's a very astute radio guy, has run great radio stations and contributed a lot to the discussion, if you will. So he's going to join us. One of the things that I would like to spend some time on, what's going on in China, we almost always, Jay, have something in the countdown that refers to our relationship with China, what's going on in China. I think that they are more cognizant, and that, frankly, I think this applies to almost everywhere in the world. Whenever I travel outside of the country, I always find, like, I feel like I know more about what's going on in America than I do when I'm here in America,
mm-hmm.
because of the way the news media covers things. So the Chinese know a lot about what's going on here. And sort of now we're returning the favor with our interest in the liquidation of the largest real estate holding company in China. Evergrande is the translation from Chinese. I don't know how to pronounce it in Chinese. It wouldn't make any difference anyway. So that company has been liquidated because the Chinese economy, as much as they want to put a smiley face, what is it they say, put lipstick on a pig? The Chinese economy is suffering because of, more than anything else, American companies waking up to what basically they have done, what they have reaped, if you will, by giving for the last 40-some-odd years most of our manufacturing business to China because they did it cheaper. And then, of course, the Chinese, who have no scruples, steal everything we give them, and they make it on their own to compete with our stuff. And so it's a double-edged sword. And now, because people are wise, maybe they should have been wiser a long time ago, but that's like, what do they say, shut the barn door after the horses are out. With the interest in that, this huge basic bankruptcy, the promise that the leader of China made to the leader of America that the Chinese would not interfere with our election. Well, I guess we have to define better who the Chinese are that he's talking about, because there's a huge problem with hackers not only getting involved, they are supposedly, they have nothing to do with the government, but everything over there has something to do with the government. So
mm-hmm.
number 8 this week is the threat from these Chinese hackers. And it's not just about politics. It's about the stuff we were talking about this, John, earlier on the Good Day program. The weather, for example. Almost everything has come under the influence of hackers, people who are trying to use social media to change the course of information, to change, to change the course of history. So these hackers are just getting involved in everything, including Taylor Swift. It's like from top to bottom, in and out, up and down, right?
They're just, the deep fake nudes. Well, this was, I want to say it was last year, it could have been 2 years ago now, but there was a hacker that got into where a water supply is and started mm-hmm. manipulating somebody's computer to add chemicals that would have caused so much harm to people in the community had this gone any farther, further. But the person happened to be at the desk still and saw the mouse moving and saw what was happening and was able to alert whoever he needed to alert to shut down the whole water situation so that all of these chemicals didn't make it into all of these families' homes.
All right, John, You started to say something, right?
I started to say, what did they do with Taylor Swift? I had not heard that.
Ah, Jen, you want to tell that? Sorry, I feel dirty talking about it. I don't want you to feel dirty.
Yeah, there are a lot of deep fake nudes going around. Pornographic
nudes,
photos,
not
videos,
news. Like N-U-D-E-S, nudes. Nudes.
Pictures, yes, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. 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 So,
I think guys, Americans may finally be waking up to the point that the Chinese are not people to be trusted, as you said a moment ago, Doug, and they finally have figured out that we need to start bringing this stuff back into our country and forget the Chinese. They've done enough damage as it is, and let them fall as it may on their selves.
Well, we have no obligation. Why do we feel like we have an obligation to help out the Chinese? We've been very helpful over the years. We're pretty much the bright, shining light of help all around the world. Now, granted, some of the places we've gone to help have been places we destroyed. Let's go back to World War II in Japan. We basically rebuilt Japan, and we funded a lot of the rebuild in Europe. As a matter of fact, after the Germans did what they did, and then we destroyed, you know, Korea with the war, the Chinese started the war, and we got involved, and then we rebuilt South Korea. We certainly did that in Vietnam, and we certainly did that in Iraq. So that seems to be, but the other side of it is maybe the more insidious side to that observation is the fact that the companies that did the best as a result of, and then there were a lot of American companies, because foreign aid requires, when we give you foreign aid, you got to hire an American company to do the work. Whatever it is we're paying for, you got to have American companies rebuild or redo whatever it is that we're paying for. But the military-industrial complex always wins in these circumstances. They're winning in, you know, you look at the Middle East. Are the Israelis winning Hamas? No, neither of them. You know, maybe Israel is going to be better off, a little more secure after this is over for a while. But the military industrialists have won big time. Look at what happened in Iraq. I remember going to Iraq and going around the country and seeing the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pieces of equipment, buildings that we built to house our soldiers that were over there. They all just, they leave them. We leave everything. The Humvees, the Jeeps, we just leave them there. The same thing in Afghanistan. We left everything there. So I don't know why we do that. If we get them over there on transport planes and ships, why don't we take them back? How come nobody is asking that question? I guess is a question that I want now that I have it on my mind. Why is it that we leave all that stuff behind?
You're absolutely right. Someone like myself and so many other men and women who served in Vietnam, I could never understand. Let's take Saigon. That was a city that we built, so to speak, and we left $80 billion, just what you're saying, Doug, of equipment, yep, airplanes, buildings, all types of infrastructure. And I never could understand that. And there was no appreciation for it. Of course, now the government of what was the North Vietnamese have it. But there was so much left behind. It was impossible to really believe what happened. We pushed over the side of aircraft carriers, helicopters, things that cost a lot of money, jets, you name it, just pushed into the water. I don't know why we do that, why we did it, and as you said, it's been done elsewhere too.
Yeah, it just
and
keeps it.
Yeah.
The conflict, and then we just throw things. I don't know. I don't know why. Where is the leadership, and where are the, we are increasingly getting dumbed down. Nobody asks the right questions. The news media is all flummoxed, and so what do we have? We're at the mercy of the people who want to control the world, the Zuckerbergs of the world, the Musks of the world. These people, all they want to do is control everything. And then we get down to the point of discussing something where we, went down a road on the Good Day program last week or two about who's going to be the first trillionaire. Because there will be, and who will it be? One of these guys? Is it going to be Musk? Is it going to be Bezos? Is it going to be Zuckerberg? Is it going to be Gates? Or is it going to be that guy that's the wealthiest guy in Mexico, whose name I can never pronounce? There are a lot of, and there are plenty of Russians who have all kinds of dough. They
forget them, yeah.
No, not at all. All right, speaking of the Russians, the war, and what's going on there, I'm kind of losing interest in this, and maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm going to tell you what the real truth is. I am to the point where I don't want the Russia. We should put an end to this. It's going on and on and on, and again, the only people that are winning are the people that are supplying the armaments for both sides. Otherwise, a lot of dead people. I think there are 800,000 people on both sides now that are dead. And
wow.
Yeah, and what do they have to show for it? Nothing. The Russians haven't gained anything. The Ukrainians pushed them back to keep their sovereignty, but at some point in time. And then the Ukrainian aid package, I don't even know where that is. Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, has been trying to turn this thing around, but I don't know. It's been back and forth and up and down and in and out. So anybody know where the aid to Ukraine package is at the moment? I think the European Union is going to create a fund to support the economy. The leaders of Italy, France, I think Hungary have put together a package so that they can help out. And that's appropriate. Why should it all come from us, right?
Yeah.
I think the philosophy on that may be changing a little bit, but I think, Doug, we should have James bring out that song by Edwin Starr, War, What Is It
War.
Good For, right?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. Right, yeah.
So,
well, but it's always going, we don't seem to be able to get along with each other. Look at Star Wars. It's about war in space. Think of all the popular movies. How many times has the story of World War II been told in movies, and we still keep making movies, new movies about World War II? Another thing. All right, anyway. So let's get off of the war. Social media up next here in our focus. It's 18 after on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works for rebuilding muscle tissue. This is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and my friend John Harbour from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, talking about the issues of the day. And now, because this hour in the Good Day program, this portion of the hour is always devoted to social media things, and sometimes your responses to items we're talking about, sometimes the stuff that is that's trending, and then there's the technology itself. Interesting story this week about a study in South Yorkshire that's going to test whether smartphone sensors could help detect and prevent illnesses. Google is conducting the research alongside some academics in this area of England. The first project apparently is going to test whether sensors could help detect conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, chronic kidney disease. This is interesting.
That's
and
great.
And if it, in fact, it works, then it will drive certainly some important changes. Exploring how technology can improve the quality of life is something that, you know, given the fact that these people, Google, especially with those two little worms that run it, they ought to be doing more good than they, you know, I think they don't have to. They can be greedy SOBs. Pretty much they are, and they want to control everything. But this is something that's good. So on the bright side of what necessarily, you know, when you're
the bright
side, maybe 500 to 1. Yeah, it may be maybe 500 to 1, 500 bad things and one good thing, but the one good thing ought to be highlighted. I guess they're trying to come up with some wearable technology. Is that it? Smartwatches? That
kind of
stuff?
Like Fitbits and yes, yeah. And then they're also actual Fitbits they're going to be giving out to some post-surgical patients to monitor their rehab.
All right, let's talk about some of the responses we've gotten to some of your questions this week. Our handle on all social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, X, whatever it is at Good Day Networks. Fred says the sturgeon spearing in Wisconsin. Ice fishing in Wisconsin, maybe that's what it is. Sturgeon is kind of fish, right? I don't know.
Yes, yeah, the sturgeon spearing.
Freshwater.
I guess it's going really well right now.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Kathy Vanderwalker says, I don't watch the news. It's too depressing. Love your show, though.
Okay, I've actually heard from quite a few people who say that listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program is how they get the news the most.
Well, yeah, we don't focus. It isn't like, all right, so take the charts, the talkers charts, the top 10 stories. All of that stuff is in the news, and it's all twisted and turned around. And the stuff that we talk about is all of the, you know, certainly we have to touch on to things like immigrant crisis, because I think that's an important, I think it's the most important thing, frankly. The tensions, the wars, yeah, okay, so what new are we going to add to that? It's interesting to talk about Taylor Swift, because I think that she is a ray of sunshine, frankly, so let's talk about that rather than maybe juxtapose it with Trump, who is not a ray of sunshine. And, you know, so there we go. How do we, you know, you got to touch on everything, but it's a broader reach, let's put it that way. So Greg says social media, well, he's got his own top 10 list.
Yeah, Greg's top 7. Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is Doug reaching new highs in grumpiness levels.
That's preposterous.
When did that happen?
Define grumpiness, Greg.
Yeah. What was it earlier this week? We were talking about sort of the curmudgeon-y stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was like National Curmudgeon Day. Curmudgeon Day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Come on, Greg. Straighten up. All right. Now, Melody says she's been too busy to pay attention. Yeah, that's what people are doing. You know, they're running their own lives and not getting so wrapped up in all this stuff. All right, 28 after the hour, social media focus here on Good Day and the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Three people were killed Thursday night when a small plane crashed into a mobile home park along the Florida Gulf Coast. The Bayside Waters Mobile Home Park in Clearwater witnessed the fatalities, with two people on the ground also dying in that crash. Flight records from FlightAware indicate the single-engine Beechcraft, which had departed from Vero Beach on the Atlantic coast, was headed to St. Petersburg. House Republicans are looking into allegations of federal fund misuse by the Georgia prosecutor handling former President Trump's election interference case. The House Judiciary Committee has issued a subpoena to Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis, requesting documents concerning those funds. In Pennsylvania, groundhog Punxsutawney Phil is predicting an early spring as he did not see his shadow. This means there won't be 6 more weeks of winter. Despite suggestions from PETA to replace the Groundhog Day display with a coin flip, the traditional forecast went on as planned. John Schaefer, USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. All right, John was talking earlier about this song from War. Well, it's War. The groove is War, and the song is War. And what's it good for? Absolutely nothing. Most of us remember that song, depending on our age. Jay, you've heard that song before, right?
This song.
Crank it up, James, for a second.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
The fact that we have them, we seem to run our lives, frankly. What's the first thing on people's minds often in the current situation? The tensions in the Middle East, the rebel attacks, the Houthis are chasing down. There was a report that I heard, by the way, if you're just joining us, Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program. Jennifer's off today. John Harper is here with us from the WMEL studios on the Treasure Coast, the Space Coast. The Treasure Coast on the other side. It's on the other side. The whole business about the shipping lanes. I'm not going to get off on a tangent, but I think this is important information that I gleaned from listening to this report. You know, when we do this, we listen to things, we watch things, we read things, and they all get sort of, people say, how do you keep your brain straight? Well, I have an open brain, an open mind, and I suck all this stuff in. And frankly, pretty much everything that happens in my life makes it into a discussion on this radio program in one way or another at some point in time. So to the point of the analysis of what's going on in the Red Sea, the gateway to the Suez, the gateway to the Panama Canal, the two biggest ways of cutting the shipping time are the Suez Canal and the Panama Canal. So the Suez Canal, and now they're, because they can't seem to, I mean, here's a bunch of guys. Remember that movie with Tom Hanks called Captain Phillips, where these guys in a wooden boat, about a dozen of them, attacked a merchant marine ship and basically took it over. And it was about the Somalis who were doing that. It was just a culmination of that whole story. And that's essentially what's going on with the rebels. They're using basically, rowboats to go out and throw bombs and attack these ships that have no protection whatsoever. These ships that carry, you know, these huge, some of them carry 3,000 of those containers, the huge container ships that you see all over the place. There are thousands of them on the open seas everywhere. And when they come around, if a, let's say you've got a boatload of stuff from China that needs to get to Europe. Well, they need to go through the Suez Canal. Otherwise, they have to go all the way down to the Horn of Africa and come back up on the other side, which takes an extra week. It increases the cost of the shipping. It's all, you know, there are all kinds of things connected to it. So now with these rebel attacks, that's what's going on in part. That's why you're going to see those of you who buy European cars, cars made in Korea, cars made I guess mostly those in Japan, yeah, they're having a real problem because they can't get these things to most of the ports where they're supposed to go, so they're jacking up the cost of shipping by 30%. That'll come to the bottom line of whatever the sticker price is of whatever's being shipped. So the problem there ought to be taken care of immediately. I don't know, you know, Biden hasn't done a squat when it comes to the Iranian situation. So, and there's not really much being done to keep the rebels away. You know, once in a while we shoot a couple of boats and sink them, but that's about it. There's no real strong focus on what's going on. So that's the problem with the Suez. Now you go to the Panama Canal, and they need the bigger ships go through the Panama Canal, and because there's a drought in Panama, there's no water in the canal. So it's taking three times longer for them to fill up the locks to, you understand how it works. They put, the boat goes into a section of the canal. They fill it up with water to lift up the ship so it can go through the canal. And there's a shortage of water. I guess what I'm thinking is, why aren't they using seawater instead of fresh water?
That's what I thought they were using, water from the Pacific.
I would have thought that that was it, but apparently that's not it, or that's not part of the makeup here. So anyway, that's one of the reasons that there's a big problem, and you're going to see the cost of goods being shipped from other countries. The reason for when you go to even foodstuffs, but you know, things you buy in Target, things you buy in Walmart, things you buy in Macy's, things you buy wherever you buy them, the cost, if it hasn't already gone up, kind of like gasoline. In January, we had a really good relief package somehow or other. Gasoline where I am was down below $3 a gallon for about 3 weeks. What are you paying for gas in Ohio, Jay?
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to remember the last time I got gas. I want to say it was just under $3. Going really well.
Really? I was in Florida last weekend, and I was trying to remember what I paid. I think it was around $3 for gas.
It's up to $3.25. I just paid for gas last night.
Well, the price is...
$2.60.
It was down that low, really? Okay, well, I think it's, we've seen a spike of 20, 25 cents this week, and that's basically what you heard from all of the people selling petroleum products was the cheapest month of the year to buy gasoline this year is going to be January, so that's gone. So watch the prices go back up again. And again, that's something else that gets shipped in from the Middle East and goes through the canals, and so that's going to, it just is, I mean, the wars and the lack of response to the wars and the people that are causing havoc, it's, these people are like gnats on the back of an elephant, yet they're getting away with it. It's, we don't want to hurt anybody. Okay, yeah, great. In the meantime, we're the ones getting hurt, right?
Sure are,
All right, enough of that. Let's go to, actually, there are a couple of other things, Jay, that you found from people, the listeners and social media stuff. You asked the question, if the Democratic presidential nomination came down to Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton, who would you pick?
Ultimately, the answer was just no.
It was neither one of them, in essence. Shirley said Ralph Nader. Let's see.
For a non-swampy pick.
Yeah, remind Michael Harrison, I think, interviewed Ralph Nader this week for his MH interview. I think it was this week. Anyway, let's see here. It looks like, is it Nehemiah or something close to that said, I'd write in Bernie Sanders because picking a robot or a robot sucks. For options, a robot or a robot? Okay, whatever that means. Let's see here. Jim Mancuso wants to pick JFK Jr. Jim, JFK Jr. is dead.
That's what I was wondering if maybe he meant RFK Jr.
RFK, I think he probably did.
Must,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you say, John?
I said he must have meant that, but I think Hillary Clinton would be a lightning rod. As bad as Donald Trump, sparking so much controversy, and that would not be a good fit. Let's move on from Hillary Clinton.
All right, let's see here. Wendy says, like choosing between the devil and the deep blue sea. Colette says, holy hell, neither. Okay, all right, well, there you go. Now, the economy is something that drives presidential races. Remember when Bill Clinton said it's the economy? Well, he didn't say that. James Carville said it's the, and he was Clinton's chief advisor. It's the economy, stupid. Right. And so when you look at the news, look at the information about the economy and how it shows signs of getting better and stronger. There was a poll conducted this week. And the focus, even though I think there's an uptick, we can all admit that there's an uptick, a lot of people's views on the economy and the nation as a whole are bleak. Only 35% of Americans in this poll say that the things in our country today are going well. Well, so the economy actually is going well, but nothing else is. You know, going back to what we were talking about, the migrant situation, that's the number one problem, number one discussion point this week, according to the story list of Talkers Magazine. And then we talk about these people that you heard us discussing before, the 80,000 people that were arrested by ICE because they were criminals in other countries, and then they committed crimes here. I guess I'm being redundant here, but that's why people...
The economy is based, a lot of people are basing it on prices in the grocery store, and that's how they're voting with what's on their table, how much it costs, and that's how they judge the country, the barometer of the country and our economy, based on what they're paying for food in the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And gas.
Well, and that's not good, because think about it. I still would rather spend, I'm getting to like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I don't know why, I just like them. That's nothing to do with anything. You know, they're even getting pictures of them when they were kids, what kind of cars they drive. You know, it becomes silly because it is a... it's a way to get away from all the other stuff, right? I saw a poll. What kind of car do celebrities drive? Anthony Hopkins drives a Porsche. What kind of a Porsche is it? It's a Porsche Targa. All right? How does that make your week? Jay Leno drives a Mercedes Gullwing. You could expect that from him, right? Tom Cruise drives a Bugatti. I guess you can expect that from him, too. Leonardo DiCaprio drives something I never even heard of, a Fisker Karma. I don't know what that is, but anyway, I'm digressing because it's something that people, you know, the girls tease me all the time, John, when I get lost in clickbait. But because the stuff that's, you know, kind of the clickbait is, many times a lot more interesting than, you know, the stuff. How many times can we talk about number five, Trump's legal battles? How many times can we go over that? Right? I mean, what is there that... So maybe Fannie Willis is in trouble this week because she did something or said... But you know what? It's the same stuff. And when it comes to presidential race, because we really have no race, there are no primaries, what are we talking about? Get right down to it.
Yep, and that's kind of a sad commentary on the way we elect presidents, and nobody going up against Trump anymore except Haley, and It's kind of a sad situation, and this is unusual. I know the field of candidates in past elections has been whittled down when you get toward the end of the primary, but this is ridiculous. Trump is already self-anointed as president.
Yeah. You know. It's sick. It really is. It's sick. And the fact that Trump said this week, the funniest thing this week, the best quote of the week is, "I'm bigger than Taylor Swift." That's what Trump said. He's bigger than Taylor Swift. Okay. Good for you. Right? All right. We'll pause now. It's 48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown show on the air. The top stories this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can see these charts every week at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. At number 10, a couple of Chinese stories in here this week. At number 10, the liquidation of the largest real estate holder in China. Number 9, continuing focus on the war, although it hasn't been in the top 10 for a couple of weeks. Whether or not the Chinese are going to hack our, the president of China says, no, we're not going to bother with your election, and yet the hackers are everywhere from China. It's number 8. The hearing in Washington with the chiefs of social media and technology is number 7. Allegations against Fannie Willis from the Trumpster is number 6. Trump and his legal battles, 5. Presidential race, number 4. War in the Middle East is 3. Tensions between Iran and us is 2. And the migrant situation is number 1 this week on the countdown. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today.
It's a great addition to any plan that you've got going on. If you need a little bit of additional help in reaching your weight loss goals, this Calitrin can be the answer. We've been doing this a long time. We're very good at it. You also get a team of support when you buy Calitrin, too, so you're not just taking a product and saying good luck, hope it works out for you. You get a personal Calitrin consultant. You can email them, call them, text them. They're going to be there for you along your weight loss journey. They've got lots of tips and guides that they can send you to help you reach your weight loss goals, and they truly care.
What sort of deals? There's always a deal.
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month's supply.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The People List, so that you have that in the back of your mind as well as we're having these conversations on the various programs, whether it be the Talk Radio Roundup or the Talk Radio Countdown show itself. At number 10 on the People List, Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. Mark Zuckerberg is at number 9. Fannie Willis is at number 8. Taylor Swift is at 7. Nikki Haley is 6. Benjamin Netanyahu is 5. Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas, is 4. Alejandro Mayorkas, the fellow under fire, number 3. Everybody's under fire, I guess, when you get right down to brass tacks. Right? The whole list is about people who are getting pot shots taken at them. Now, let's see, number 2 is Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. That's the People List as it stands from the Talkers charts for the week of January 29th to February 2nd. Doug Steffen here on the reporting side of things.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, John Harper is here from WMEL in Florida, and my dear friend Jay Kirshner, who's with me every weekday morning on the Good Day program, is here as well. Let's talk about number one. Number one this week on the story list, the migrant situation. I noticed that the folks at ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, have arrested 171 people who were identified as unauthorized non-citizens, and the thing they had in common was they all were criminals. They were murderers, they were rapists, they were assaultists, and these, by the way, were people that were not just in one place, they were in 25 different cities around the country. What are we doing to ourselves? We have murderers, robbers, rapists coming across the border, and yet the people who are in charge, oh, we've got to help these people. Okay, yeah, maybe you want to help some of them, but isn't there a better way? Well, how can we make sure that we protect ourselves? You know, it's great to try to help other people. I'm all for it. But we got to help ourselves. What's the old adage? You got to help yourself first before you help others?
Yes.
And we're not. We're screwing ourselves. Go ahead, Jay.
No, yeah, I was just agreeing. It's one of those, we have two hands. One to help ourselves, one to help each other. And the flight thing, when the oxygen mask drops down, and put yours on first before you can help somebody else, because you can help more people when you help yourself first. But also, with so many people coming in undocumented, there's the question of how many are terrorists, how many have malicious intent. You saw that horrible assault on New York City police officers that happened, I believe, in Times Square, where two officers were trying to... There was a big disruption, and some people were being unruly, and then they were arresting somebody, and then the rest of the suspects, everybody just started beating on them, and even Governor Hochul is saying that if you were here illegally and you assault an officer, there should be no strike one, strike two, strike three, immediate deportation.
Now, last year, ICE arrested almost 80,000 non-citizens who had criminal records before they came into this country. 80,000 people with criminal records before they got here. We found out about this after they committed crimes when they came here. So ICE says they need more resources to continue their work. I don't know. I'm sick of this.
Well,
I am. I'm sick of it.
More resources, Doug, but at the same time, you've got a guy who wants to be president, who wants to hold off on doing anything until he thinks he's in office, and then he can take credit for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, because you're in Florida, we tend to focus on Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and California, but
right,
there are plenty of porous places, the whole coastline from Jacksonville all the way around to the other side to the panhandle, where people can come in willy-nilly. How is that? What do you see where you are along the Space Coast? How much of a problem is it there versus what we're talking about? Because the numbers we're talking about here are all from the West.
It's becoming a bigger problem, guys. People are becoming more aware of exactly what you're saying, Doug, as far as people coming across our borders, so to speak, from the Gulf of Mexico and invading the areas in and around Panama City, places like that. And it's becoming a very dangerous, very growing problem, and people are finally waking up to something has got to be done, and it's not a guy named Trump on a white horse coming in and saving us.
Well, it's not anybody who's likely to be in the office of president. There's a rumor, we probably should spend some time on this. There's a rumor floating around this week, and it's a pretty strong rumor, that there will be an unsuspected, or the list of people that would be vice presidential candidates. We went through that on the Good Day program earlier in the week. And then, seemingly from nowhere, a solid, strong rumor started that Trump has been talking for a couple of months to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And that's why Kennedy's been quiet for the last couple of months, because, he was all over the place, and then it stopped. So is he the vice presidential candidate that may sit in that chair? That's a very interesting speculative thing that we can't talk much about here because we don't have time, but it is something that's on the horizon, so we'll see where that goes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, John and Jay. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.